a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. Hello, you are welcome to episode 69 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, your fave pop culture enthusiast. And that's today, right. I am joined by the co-founder of Orbit, the Last Mama. Shanice, how you doing, baby?
Hello, my darling. I'm good.
I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. Wow. Oh my gosh, just look at the beauty.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on, child. What was the first time I met you in person? I'm trying to remember.
Do you remember
that? Was it Manilian show?
No, it was before that. That dreaded store. You know the store.
What store?
On Oxford Circus. Exactly, them treacherous times.
Oh, we got them back! 2019!
Gosh, the ghetto.
Oh my god. So I used to work in the free store. I've shared my story on the podcast before. And you came to the store because you knew somebody.
I used to work in that store.
What was the odds, child? And you came to visit. Did you come to Milan at the time or by yourself?
I think I was by myself.
I don't think I met Milan until later on. I think, what's the first time I met her? Was it on the train? No.
It was before that. It was Rome's birthday.
Who?
Rome's birthday.
Which birthday?
Rome.
You are amazing. I see the content that you're giving us on social media. Tell us about Orbit. Let's get into Orbit and what that's all about.
Yeah, so we connect women through storytelling. Mm-hmm. So becoming a mother, first-time mum, myself and my co-founder, we're best friends. We became mothers January before the pandemic.
Yeah.
First of all, becoming a mum. Hey, there's so much shit that is just not spoken about. So we just started speaking openly about the things that we were going through. Yeah. Before we knew it, women left, right and centre were like, wait,
come on.
Me too?
It's the relatability, you know?
Exactly. Then it was like, wait, so if everybody's going through this, why is nobody talking?
Come on.
Why is nobody talking? It's so true. That's what we did. We started having like audio conversations and just nothing is off limits. We talk about absolutely everything. Yeah. Sex, relationships. Trigger warning, miscarriages, abortions, of course, all of it.
Yeah.
And then we partnered with Glossier to do our first in-person event.
Come and see Big Things Agwan! Big Things Agwan! I know that's right. I love that.
And yeah, now we're at a place where we're just looking to do more events next year, workshops, and just support women, man. Like,
I'm so excited. I am so excited, child. How's it feel to be a mom? Like, how many has it been? Like, 2 years now?
Almost three. She's going to be three in January. Exactly. That's how I feel.
What's her birthday?
January 9th.
My sister's January the 7th.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
And you know January is the longest month.
Listen. And recovery from the December season, Christmas, New Year's.
Will we ever recover?
Ciao. So how has that been, like, motherhood so far?
A lot. Do you know, it's absolutely rewarding. Mm. Like, it's so, so rewarding. Mm-hmm. But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, every single day, it's hard. There's always something. Mm-hmm. And
word to Bella.
Hey.
Always something.
Right.
Shout out to Bella, by the way. Shout out to Bella.
No, I love that. No,
that's right. Come on.
And yeah, it's just a lot. Yeah. And I think it's so important to have that village. Like, everyone speaks about having a village in motherhood.
Yeah.
But it's genuinely, you need it. You need to lean on people, whether that's grandparents, friends. Like, you really need to lean on people. It's true. Yeah, man, like, even today, So I was in the kitchen.
So your stories kill me, by the way. Your stories. Every day Milan is up to something.
Yeah, because she is.
And I love it. You know what? She's a child. Let her be a something child.
She's on some shit. So I've come out of the kitchen. I've walked towards the front room and she's come and walked to me. She said, "Mommy, I love you so much."
Oh.
I said, "Oh, that's nice." I gave me a big hug, big kiss. I said, "This is nice." Hey. I said, "What did you do?"
Yes! I knew something was coming.
I said, "What did you do?" And she does this thing where if she knows, like, she knows what she should and she shouldn't be doing. So she does this thing when...
No, they're so smart. They know. Hey. They know.
So when she knows she shouldn't be doing something or when she's done something she shouldn't, she'll go like this. So when I said, "What did you do?" She goes, I said, "What did you do in the front room? Come and take me. Let me see.
What did she do?
She's taking me in there. You know the thing you sprinkle on the floor before you hoover to make it smell nice? It's on the floor. It's in her toys. She's taken it over to her table. She's emptied out. She's made a little sand pile.
Oh my God.
So this is why you love me so much. Because you knew.
You knew.
I was coming in to see this. like,
so how do you deal with that? Because I know some people always talk about, of course, like gentle parenting, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with stuff like this? I know deep inside, like, oh my God. But how do you deal with it?
So I have my days. Mm-hmm. I have my days where she's not gentle, and girl, so neither am I. But
don't finish me.
Listen, there are days where it's just like, I get out, leave me alone. Yeah. But today was more of a case of, as opposed to just like getting annoyed and angry, one, she'd already set the tone by telling me she loves me so much.
You know,
so yeah, she did well by the blow,
you know.
But then it made me also, so I watched a TikTok, mm-hmm. and it was a woman basically just giving context for how like the mind of like a child works, mm-hmm. and the little kid was like going in the drawer and she'd put lipstick all on her face, and so obviously you'd see your child do that, like, what are you doing? But it was she was giving like commentary of, oh, you know, I want to put lipstick on because I want to look like mummy. So when I had seen what had happened, that was where my mind had gone. I thought about the TikTok,
yes.
And I thought, okay, like, I'm not going to get angry. Yeah. Yes, I'm frustrated because I want to get ready. I need to clear this up, and I don't want to clear this up right now. Like, it's just an extra task. Yeah. But I thought, do you know what? Mm-hmm. She just wanted to play. Yeah. In her eyes, it's sand.
Yeah.
I understand. She doesn't know that this specific thing she can't play with.
It's true.
And
it's
true. So I was just like, I just had a conversation. This is not something that you play with, so let's not be doing that again. Yeah.
But you know what? Speaking of Lanya, that's our little superstar right there. I was I saw her in an ad. I was like, I swear she looks familiar. I think it was on Twitter. And then I think you quoted her. I was like, oh, but let's get into that. Let's get into her. You know, be in the spotlight. As, you know, be the how is that like?
It's so crazy. Like, it's so funny because when she was first born, like, I share more now on like Instagram, my stories, but I don't really share much on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But Twitter was initially where I was posting like just pictures of her. Like, I just wanted to share her. I want world to see her because look at
your pride and joy, you know? I know.
Look at what I've created. Come and see.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And so I was first, like, in that first year posting photos of her, like, when she was a baby, like, they would just always go viral. And I was like, that's my baby.
That's like, it's a girl.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
But she loves it. Like, now, she'll always be like, Mummy, can you take a picture? Mummy, take a picture of me. Come on. Mummy, take a picture.
That's
Mommy,
our superstar. Her hair's right there.
Like, she loves it. Yeah. Everything she wants me to take a picture of her doing and everything.
Adorable. So adorable. Honestly, you're doing amazing. Thank I'm so proud of the content. You've just been an amazing mother as well. Like, I said, no, I'm mommy's boy, you know. So I know what y'all go through. You guys do it amazing. So keep on going. You. Keep on thriving. As I always do, let people know where they can find you. Because I like to put it in the beginning until the end. So where can they find you, your content, all that you do?
Yeah, of course. It's I Am Shanice on everything. It's two E's. Mm-hmm. The one E was gone when I tried. So it's two E's. It's been that way ever since.
It's so frustrating when that happens. So frustrating.
So I've had people, Shanice. I said, no, it's just Shanice.
I'm so not Shanice. Oh, Shanice.
Listen,
it's Shanice.
They're really good putting things.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about Orbit as well?
Become Orbit. So that's on Twitter, Instagram, Become Orbit.
That's amazing. I'll put all the links in the episode description as per usual, child. Before we go any further, once again, shout out to Bella. Went to her double sold out show. It was fantastic.
No, I'm honestly like,
listen, I come in May next year.
Yes. Listen, I'm so mad because, so I got my ticket. So I also facilitate a program on the side for founders.
Yeah, cool.
And that runs like every Wednesday, but then there's like there's a break where I have like 2 weeks off, and then we're back. And then
also, like, this podcast is every other week, isn't it? Basically, kind of thing.
And so when I bought my ticket, I was
all
I'm thinking about is I'm trying to see my
eyes.
I'm not even thinking. Yes. So when I lined up the dates, but I hadn't really realized it until like literally the week of. I said, "Shit, what? Like, what am I gonna do?"
It's called a mess up. We call it a mess up, but honestly, she did amazing. Yeah. Raven opened for day one. I don't know who opened day two. I didn't come in early like that, but also Tamira, Jack James, Manilia, and Annie came out to support the R&B Avengers.
Right.
And also Bella herself just did amazing. The song, the track list, the set list, you know, the styling, shout out to Jamira, their makeup. They teach her like some glowing makeup by Lake Sanu. Wow. Paul of the photography. Again, shout out to Paul as well for the photography on this one, our last guest on the podcast. So yeah, shout out to Bella. Excited for May. I'll put the tickets or the link to tickets in the episode description as well. Go and support our sister. Let's sell that one out as well. I know that's right. What's your favorite Bella song, actually? What's your favorite Bella song?
mine is like an old one. Mm-hmm. But it's because when this was like my introduction to mm-hmm. Bella, and when I said I rinsed that song to this day,
what song is it?
Never Love.
That is the debut. You've been there from the beginning.
That song?
From the beginning.
I remember, like, when I heard that, yeah. I messed it. I said, since I'm trying to see live, like, yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? So, she's amazing. Headline show, and I wasn't there.
No, I felt like she went to the archives for the headline. That's what I was so tired. You're hot right now.
Please, I don't want to hear. Like, that song, I honestly, like, I just felt it in my chest. No. So that's my favorite.
Yeah. Honestly, I love her. So I've got two more shows left for the year. Kehlani in a few days. Ooh. Yes. And then Ashaka as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Ciao. Gonna end with a bang.
Enjoyment.
End the year with a bang. Chuck, I've been out like a fuck. I've been to Davido, Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like there's a few others. Of course, Bella, as I mentioned. P-Square.
Was that good?
They were fantastic. Rema too. Oh, amazing. I meant to go see Dua Lipa and Adekunle Lego, but I missed those two because of conflicts and schedules. Ciao. But other than that, I've really enjoyed myself this year.
Good, as you should.
Listen, life is too short.
That's right. In this economy. Yeah,
economy. But that is all on Bella. We're now going to go into a song association. Actually, that's we're going to pick a word, 5 words each, and the other has to guess or sing a song that has the word in it. Do you want to go first?
Listen, no. I have been waiting.
You've been dying for it.
My life for this moment, yeah? So if I don't get... In fact, let me not even talk my shit. Just run it up. Let's go.
Okay. So do you want to go first? I'll go first with the words.
I'll go first.
Okay, go on, not get no problem. Okay. So, The first word, no pressure.
It's time.
The first word is nothing.
I have nothing.
Come on.
Nothing.
So, maybe. Come on.
What's Whitney?
Come on, Whitney. The second word, another.
I wish I made another lifetime.
Okay. Come on, focus. Is that Nail?
You're damn straight.
I know that's right. Let's talk about her later on as well.
That's woman.
I think I actually heard that in a freestyle.
That's right. Well, they're good for something.
I can't lie to you. I was talking about the other day on Instagram, about like songs that I loved from retail. And of course, I learned so many amazing artists' songs from the... The females being there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't lie. I was just having my phone like this in the air. I was like, what's that song? So you got 2 out of 2 so far. Come on.
Don't find me no money. Please.
The third word, boss.
There's a song in my head and I can't think of the melody.
One.
Okay, you shamed me. You shamed me.
It's only 1 point lost thus far. Okay. I was thinking of the Carters, boss.
It's one. Oh, see, this one, I couldn't think. I was thinking of that.
Sometimes it's just blackout.
Fifth Harmony. Don't ask me why.
But the fourth word, blood.
Bad blood. I can't get the melody. No Bad Blood by Ne-Yo. Stop. What's the chorus?
Just one line that has it in it. Just the whole chorus.
It's Bad Blood, but I can't forget the melody. No! Manny, we're not doing this.
Don't make me shy.
No!
Don't make me shy. Just to get that third point.
I'm even singing Another Lifetime instead of Bad Blood. You know what? Fine.
You know, I'll give you 0.5. I'll give you 0.5.
So I had the song there. Yeah, I knew.
Yeah. So I'll give you that 0.5. Don't worry. I'll give you 0.5 for that.
The pressure is getting
worse. So now I got 2.5. Let's make 3.5. The last word, composure. Not your face. No. Your face said 1,000 words.
I got shit.
Okay, I'll give you a spare word. I'll give you one word. So, what was it on? 2.5, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not
Beats. Yeah, BEAT.
This isn't how I expected this to go, Manny.
Come on, Beats!
Beat again.
Okay, that's all right. Come on. So, that's what? 3.5? You know what? You tried. You know?
I'm disappointed myself.
You were so many
with so many high hopes. There's so many words I thought. So I said, if you say this word, I got it.
Okay, you know what? You got 3.5. You tried.
It's
you,
okay.
You really tried.
No, it's okay. We're not even going to talk about it. Okay. Now let me get my words. Now that you have set the tone for the words. Because I had hard and I had some easy ones.
Wow.
Okay. So let's go, you know, nice and easy. Mm-hmm. Let's start with run.
Run, 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 run. Everybody move, run. Let me see you move. Come on.
Right. We are up on the replay. Bullet.
Oh, that's going to be two words. Oh, someone shot the bullet. Or dodged the bullet. Oh, someone dodged the bullet. Can I say bulletproof?
Give me the melody.
This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof.
So it's giving 0.5.
It's giving okay, let me think about bullet. Oh, something about dodged the bullet, but I can't get the melody. Okay, 0.5. I'll take 0.5.
It's okay. Let's get back to a nice, cool, young. Ooh, let's do attack.
Attack. Oh, but the man is cancelled. But I will still sing it. But guys, I support the man.
Be easy. Who you about to sing?
Never knew love would feel like a heart attack. Trey Songz. Unfortunately, so I have to sing but that one. Canceled. That's what I thought of. I'm sorry, you. The man is still cancelled.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I know, that's right.
Is it 2.5 now?
Yeah.
Why are we like this? No.
Behavior.
You're waiting for that one. It's a slip train. Payback slip train. Whoa. Well, the behavior. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is wicked. It's about worst behavior. Again, it's the melody that's escaping me today. What is going on today? It's the melody. Stop. Oh, my worst behavior, but I don't know. Oh, my worst behavior, I return the favor. This is Kelly Rowland, no. Kerry Hilson and Timbaland. Kerry Hilson and Timbaland. Sorry about that.
And we got end.
Mm-hmm.
Window.
That's windows. But the windows of your car.
That's exactly what I had in mind when I wrote it. Wait. I was thinking, should I put bust or should I put window? And I was thinking, I'm going to go window.
You know what? Because there was no S in that. Do I get away with that? I don't know if I get away with that.
I feel like you can because okay. When I wrote it, I was thinking of bust your windows. So, you know.
I'm so tired. Okay.
You have one.
Cool. So that it? Is that your first five, right?
That's five.
There's four, you got 4.5?
4.5,
yeah. Damn. I'm sorry.
You've disgraced me.
You know what? You tried. And that's all that matters.
God loves a
try, also. Oh, he does. But guys, let us know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show throughout the episode. Keep on using the hashtag because it makes me happy. Okay? It makes me very happy. So we're going to go into the classic fave. And you picked Mariah Carey's album E equals MC squared, which dropped in 2008. So what made you want to pick this album? Because we know we spoke about the emancipation before on this podcast, but what made you want to pick this album in particular out of the extensive catalogue?
My whole childhood is this album.
Yeah.
When I say I stan this woman, she was like, I remember being in primary school.
Yeah.
And I was Wikipedia-ing her and looking her up, and I wanted to be her. She was like my introduction. I wanted to be a singer because of her.
Come on.
And so when that dropped,
okay,
banger after banger after banger after banger.
From like, the first album, track.
Quality, like an absolute quality album.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm looking at this thing right now, When I played it again, because I haven't played the album in a long time, so I played it again for the episode. And listen, from that first track with T-Pain, it took me back to that time. Vocalist! That whole production, it represents a time. And I remember, As I Stay in Love, I Stay in Love reminds me of the iPod days.
Listen, oh my god!
iPod shuffle, the one that does is put a circle around.
There's so much that you just forget.
The nostalgia of it all, like, come on. But this album, like you said, is just perfect. What are your favourite songs from the album?
My number one is For the Record. And not necessarily that it's my personal favourite right now, but that was my favourite when I was, like, throughout my childhood. Like, it was always my favourite. I love the fact that the song starts and then it changes into something that you completely didn't expect.
The best kind of production.
Hey, that one, it. Thanks for Nothing.
Yeah.
There's just... what was the... There's, she's got a track with Damian Marley. It's number, I think, 3.
Listen, that accent that killed me. That like, accent was just Cruise Control.
Cruise Control, that's the one. It's literally just banger after banger. Yeah. Like, what a fantastic album. What
for
a
fantastic me, yeah, woman. This album felt like it was very experimental for her. Like you mentioned, Cruise Control, she was giving us Island Girl. Before Cardi B gave us Island Girl, there was Mariah Carey giving us the accent.
It was MC.
Nah, she tried, child. She really tried the accent. Mm-hmm. I was screaming. I said, wow, Mariah, Mimi! Maybe girl, I love it. My favorite songs though, Migrate. That is a way to start the album. Right. I love me some T-Pain, especially from that era as well. Mm. I Stay in Love, that song takes me all the way back. That was one of my favorite songs, I think, from her of all time, to be honest. And it's just the vocals. I'd love to hear Tamar Braxton cover that song, especially with the way she ends the song, the way that ad libs. I Stay in Love. Don't let me break your ears, guys. Side Effects as well with Jeezy.
Oh my gosh. Side Effects and Love Story. Honestly,
Love Story. Side Effects. I saw Love Story going viral the other day. I think.
You're lying.
Who produced it again? Was it The Dream that produced that song? Let me check. I want to get my facts right. Hold on. Who produced it?
That song.
Let me see. Produced.
That's
it.
Number one. That's
sorry, Jermaine Dupri. Sorry, my bad. Jermaine Dupri tweeted about it, a cappella version of the song, just a few days ago. I was like, winky dink, winky dink now. But this album's amazing. Love Story, like I said, I'll Be Loving You Long Time. An amazing single as well. But my favorite song of all time, Touch My Body, Put Me on the Floor, Wrestle Me Around, Give Me Some More. Woo! Hey. Is that Wendy Williams' line? Her mind. No, Mariah's mind. Let's be respecting her and her pen, please. Who? The Rendezvous with Wendy
She's not a little boy. She's not a little girl.
Oh my God. Now, I feel like, as I said in the other episode about, in my special of Mimi, people underestimate her, like her talent, her ability to write, like the way she thinks of certain words. Like, what? It's crazy, man, but I love this song. I love this album. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a particular time in my life when I was a little boy. Because if I was an 8, I was 12.
I was singing about things I had no business singing about. Can we stop there, please? I had no business.
Who am I staying in love with? Who touched my body? Side effects of what? Who am I migrating to?
No. Please. These are all questions I would like to know the answer to.
I think if we go back to our archives, songs that we loved, it'd be like, why would we sing that at that for me? Like Dirty Talk, for example, with Winter Gordon. Why was it about S&M? Come on, Rihanna. Why?
Hey.
S&M. Yes, sir. At my tender age of what? Like 10?
10.
Christ.
The things we were singing about that we didn't even know we were singing about.
Ridiculous.
We had no business singing about.
Imagine.
Then we look back now and say, so you want to lick it like a lollipop? Yeah?
Lick what?
Lick when?
Listen, with who? Much I was saying, lick what?
Right.
So the official singles for this era were Touch My Body, Bye Bye, I'll Be Loving You Long Time, and I Stay in Love. What songs would you have made a single if you could have made a single?
Love Story.
Is it?
And I would have loved,
I think that's when I got away, to be honest, when it comes to singles.
Yeah, like it was just, I just loved that. And I'm the kind of person, I love love. Like, I love.
Come on, what's the time?
Libra.
Oh, you're the really one that I like. Some Libras are scary.
Do you know, it's so funny, one of my friends was like, I didn't even know you was a Libra. Like, I don't fuck with Libras.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Libras. Yeah, Libras are scary. Scary.
Yeah.
Ew.
No, but Love Story, 100%. But like, I just love the depiction of love and looking at that. And I think that would have been really, really nice. And Side Effects. I think that would have been a really good
Video. Interesting one, for real. Yeah. I feel like we're very different to what she's released as singles in the past as well. So I agree with you on that one as well. I think for me, two songs I would have made a single, something to you, Love Story as well, and Migrate. Migrate
would have been a good
one. I feel like that with a visual, I think that was T-Pain's like time where he was popping and thriving. That would have been amazing. I feel like there's certain times where I look back at certain people's feature, I'm like, oh, that person was popping. That's why it makes sense they were the featuring artist.
Yeah.
You didn't really use them well by making it a single. But other than that, Mariah Carey's a legend. Mm-hmm. We love her so much. As I mentioned, I love how she's experimented with this album in particular as well. I feel like she's not lost it. I saw even till now, like Caution as well, is another album that I love. Mm. Caution.
She's just... What a woman.
What a woman. You know,
what a woman.
And I feel like she has every right to be the diva that she is. I want to even be more of a diva. Be more of a diva, honey. Like, yeah, she is amazing.
You can chat to me.
Come on.
I'm MC. E equals MC squared.
Squared.
People are talking about Einstein and all of that. It's Mariah Carey.
Mariah, she invented that.
Yeah, right.
She invented that for me. Mm-hmm. Thank you. No, but that is all for our thoughts on Mariah Carey. Let us know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show. Thank you. So, next up, the latest releases. We're going to start off with Stormzy's first studio album, This Is What I Mean. The album explores regrets, reminiscing, healing, self-discovery, and wealth. What are your thoughts on this album?
As a whole, I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely different to what we're used to hearing from him. Mm-hmm. But I like that because you don't need to necessarily hear the same thing again and again.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he talks about his regret. I like that he talks about it's very, like, more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Whereas we're not necessarily used to seeing that side to him. And I like that. It's more grown. It feels more mature.
Yeah.
And I know there's been, like, a lot of pushback. Oh, why is he still talking about X, Y, Z? Mm. But why not?
Mm.
Like, why not? It makes good music. It makes a good listen. Yeah. And so I love it.
You know, for me, this might be the first album from him that's going to stick me for life. Like, I feel like with other albums, I like them, but I forgot about them very quickly. I feel like I probably, like, forgot about it like a month from the time it was released, maybe like a year later. I said, bye-bye. You know, but I feel like with this album, I feel like it's going to stick with me for a long time. As I said, the sound is more me as well. I love this sound in comparison maybe to his previous sounds. I feel like he does sing a lot here. And I think at first I was like, But it makes sense with the project. I think even the singles as well, like Hide and Seek and Fire Babe as well. I think they all make sense when you hear the full body of work. Mm-hmm. I'm just really impressed. So if I go through it, there's a lot of people that are contributing to the fact that it's just a beautiful album. Like, there's a lot of artists, producers that have made this album what it is. It's so beautiful to listen to. So I'm going to shout them out because I think my only issue is the fact that he didn't mention the artist on the track list. Then it gives like the casting thing. That was it. But I want to shout them out, child, because this everyone killed it. So Black Sharif, Miss Banks. Not Miss Banks, I've been hard on Miss Banks in the past few episodes. I feel like this is a sound that I love to hear from her. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the bass. She's beautiful. But this is the one I want to hear from her. I want to hear this kind of sound from her more often. Amare, right?
That's how I...
Yeah, I say that. Yeah, names. I don't know. Name.
Right.
So, but Amare, the way she bought that song, I think the title track, her, Miss Banks and Black Sharif, amazing. But India Ari, Sampha? Mm-hmm. Ira Star is indeed a star. She is literally coming up so fast. I love that for her. I think it's Tendai. Oh, you know, me and Nays, forgive me, I'm sorry. I tried to research before I came here, but I couldn't see anyone mention the name. So sorry about that. Nayo, as we mentioned before.
Yeah, I love her.
Jacob Collier. Not me and my names. Sorry. And then, of course, the production from Progression. KZ, Dion Waddle. Joel Peters, Tendai again, Jules, the King, Jules, I love me some Jules, Tempo, P2J, Owen Cutts, Graves, Chris Riley, my King as well, Knox Brown, Jojo Makiza, and Miles. Mere names is really something.
But you got through.
But we got through. What are your favourite songs on the album?
I'm glad you asked me. So, Bad Blood, My Presidents Are Black, and This Is What I Mean, in that order.
Can we get into Bad Blood, please? Because Nails, well, I think it samples a Nails song, right? Mm-hmm. The vocals. Oh, and of course his lyricism.
I was listening to it on repeat while I was on my way here.
The production is just so emotive, and I said it on my other episodes that I love emotive tracks, and I feel like the first song on this project that really caught my heartstrings was Please. I wanted to cry. No, the vocals on Please. Like, as I said, Stormzy killed it on this album, but it's also the additional vocalist and the production that also makes it ties it together.
Everything that
and
went
makes
into
it beautiful.
It.
Yeah, I think even before the album came out, he was releasing like little clips from like interviews, the behind the scenes process. And you can see that, listen, they actually put their love for music together, and they made a masterpiece. I think that's what I love about this album. I feel like all in all, is a masterpiece. Body of work wise, I don't think I've played this other albums like this. Mm-hmm. This one I've played like a good 10 times already. And it's currently number one. So shout out to Stormzy on number one. Well deserved number one. My favorite songs though.
Yeah, please.
As I mentioned, please. Mm-hmm. Need You. Oh God. Hey God. Need You. Okay, that song. I wish it was a single during the summertime, because wow, I would have got my life in the dance floor. I would have got my life in the dance floor. Right. What? Hey, Michael, that's his Michael Ebenezer. I call him like Ebenezer because my name is meant to be Ebenezer as well, so I always call him that because of my supposed to be name. But that song's amazing. I got my smile back. It's nice to hear a man talk about mental health, and it feels so sincere, and it just felt so beautiful. I feel like the vocalist as well, the end. Oh.
Yeah, you got honorable mention.
Again, Bad Blood. Yeah, Bad Blood was touching my heartstrings. Yeah. Holy Spirit, you know what about Stormzy? It's going to be Pastor Stormzy, Minister Stormzy. He's going to come and sing for you.
I do enjoy that.
I didn't see. You know, the singles, it grew on me with the album. Hide and Seek especially is so beautiful. Yeah,
Hide and Seek has grown me. Fire Babe, not so much. I'm not gonna lie. Fire
Babe. My favourite songs on the album are when he's singing with women as well. Mm. So yeah, he's singing his register, and then they're singing, they're singing the higher key. Yeah, I feel like it's my favourites from him. But yeah, all in all, no skips for me personally. I can play the album from top to bottom and really enjoy the experience. So that's my thoughts on Stormzy. Any additional thoughts before we go on?
No, I personally, my favorite album is Gang Signs and Prayers. Like,
I do like it.
I literally, there's so many songs on that I still listen to today. And funnily enough, Bad Blood gave me the same feel of like Velvet.
Mm.
So when I was listening to it, that's what it, like, I love Velvet. So when I heard this, it was just like, amazing.
That. I'm so happy for Stormzy, my Ghanaian King Chow. So let us know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show. Thank you. Next, we've got Tamira, who I mentioned was at Bella's show with her single called Insensitive. It's so weird because she performed the night before, as I mentioned, but didn't like announce the song. Like, if I was her, I would have gone to say, hello, guys. Sing comes out at midnight. Support it, you know. But
run it up.
Nonetheless, Insensitive, what are your thoughts on the song?
I think this is a song that I wouldn't personally listen to myself, I would say, but I think it's one of those songs that, you know, you hear it and then before you know it, you're singing along.
Yeah, you're dancing.
But you don't even realise. And that was the kind of feel it gave for me.
Yeah. For me, Tamira's song is changing. Do I like it? I think I do. But for me, I discovered her. Funny, she was on X Factor many years ago.
Yeah.
But I discovered her through Flipside during lockdown because of no signal. Yeah, they put us onto the banger chair. So that song was more like proper like R&B, like it's very, like, is it, I won't say slow tempo, but also like I say between mid and slow tempo, you know. But this one's more party, it's dancey. But I don't know, I like the song, I played it a lot, but would it be my playlist a few months from now? I don't know yet. I do miss her old style where she was singing a little bit more.
Yeah, because I remember her being on X Factor. So when I hadn't really like listened to any of her like her music in between that time. So when I heard this, I was like, oh, this is not...
It's different. It's different.
It's very different to how I remember her. And even kind of like you said, the older songs that she did, I really love that kind of sound.
Yeah.
So it's definitely transitioning. Yeah. But
you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like Wickedness did well, very well last year. Was it this year that came out? Whenever it came out, it did very well. So I guess trying to go down the Wickedest route, but you don't want to overdo a sound if you don't make it comfortable. Like, even this song too is more like a summer song as well. So listening out in winter, I don't know if it was smart.
We're just going to shake the way they need to listen. In
But I look forward to seeing where we go next with Tamira's sound, with her projects. But yeah, I love some Tamira. She's a sweet babe. Honestly, I like the song. But as I said, would I play it a few months from now? That's what I question. So I'll come back to you guys with that thought. Next up, we've got J-O with the XO remix featuring Vic Tony. I think that's his name. Oh, God, you know your name's right. Oh, I'm tired of hearing his names. But yeah, Vic Tony, I believe. So what are your thoughts on XO?
I really like this. I feel like
it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a real vibe. And I really like the remix version of it. Like, the song itself is good.
Yeah.
But I think having the remix, it just gives
Jenny
it... That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, from Jenny
Sequoia. A little razzle-dazzle. So, yeah, I like it. And I think it's good to have music that, when I say no substance, mm-hmm. as in like when you look at the lyrics yeah. and the things that they're talking about, yeah. it's just shit.
If you get it.
But it's a good song.
Yes.
So I like it.
I like it too. When he first teased it, because he teased like the background vocals before we heard the full song, and I thought it was Hayley from Western. But of course, I was wrong. I was definitely wrong. But I do love this remix. I feel like I love remixes that make sense.
Yeah.
And Victor, I don't know if I've ever really heard of his music before this, mm-hmm. but it made me want to listen to his music. I think that's why I need Stormzy to support those artists on the list, because now I've got to know new artists, I can actually go and listen to their music, support them.
Exactly.
Because people that are on the album, did I mention Debbie? I hope I mentioned Debbie, because Debbie's a very big part of Stormzy's album. So hopefully I mentioned her name. If not, Debbie, shout out to you as well, because she is very amazing. Like, be crediting the artist. Thank you so much. But in terms of this song, back to J.O., I'm very intrigued to see or to hear what sound comes from him after this, because I know EXO got a lot of, like, attention, support. So I want to see if you're going to stick with this sound, mm-hmm. experiment to other sounds. But yeah, I like me some J.O. Very cool lad. Very handsome too. Speaking of handsome niggas,
wow.
we're going to go into Odell.
Wow.
Who had a headline show a few days ago. I didn't get to go, but apparently it was very good.
Oh, really?
But he dropped his EP, Maybe I'm Best Alone. I think he called it November. Because Odell, November, but also in December. But okay, it makes sense, I guess. November, Maybe I'm Best Alone. What are your thoughts on the EP? Because listen to it.
I listened to it on the way here, actually.
How was it?
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I listened to the first, I think it's called Index.
Yeah.
So when I first listened to that, my expectation for the EP was a different kind of sound. And then as I went on, I really, really enjoyed it. I like, I think it's Dinner Day.
Oh, Dinner Table. I love as well. Dinner Table.
Hella breasts on the table, hella tits. I said, that's how you, what,
listen, he's very
naughty
for that.
Song.
He's very naughty for that. He is very naughty for that.
Yeah,
I think
boy.
He teased that song on TikTok as well. It gives me probably Brent Fires. But I feel like Brent needs to be careful. Because we spoke about, what's the guy called again? Bryson Tiller. Sorry. That was so disrespectful. Sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. Bryson Tiller. Yeah. You spoke about him a few episodes ago about how there's people that have taken his sound and made it better.
Yeah.
And I feel like, oh, Dill took Brent Fayez's sound and made it better. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Dinner Table. I was gagging for this song when it was teased. I'm happy that he released it a few weeks after, because I hear when people tease a song and then we're begging for it for 1,000 years. Come on, let's be for real.
Because by the time it drops, we're past
it. I've forgotten, I'm tired.
We are past it.
Listen. But yeah, you see, your favorite songs were Dinner Table.
Dinner
continue.
Table and 29 off.
Oh, we see each other. Because Index is naughty. I like it. But I think from Not Your Man going until 29 after 2, that's when he grabbed me by the nipples.
Yeah. I had to wheel it up.
What's that tell you?
Did I really hear what I just thought?
No, I really do like this project though. I think the first time I played it though, I had to let it marinate. And I played it again. I was like, okay, I got it. Because I think even with Index, the production confused me a little bit. I didn't know where we'll go. I was like,
right.
But then when I played it again, I was like, okay, it makes sense. And I think every song makes sense. When it comes to EPs that are like 6 tracks or less, of course, there's more like attention to detail. It has to slap because it's less songs and there's more pressure. So I think every song, I like it. But the ones that I love, as you mentioned, Dinner Table, 29 After 2, and Not Your Man. Are my favorites. But shout out to Odile, that man is gorgeous. If you look like Odile, come to my DM, share. Thank you. The last song though, Lotto with Glorilla and Gangsta Boo. I didn't really hear Gangsta Boo on the song. I don't know if she's doing the background vocals, but they released their song FTCU. What are your thoughts on the song?
It's not something I would personally listen to.
So what's your favorite like genres?
I'm all over the place, I'm not gonna lie. Like, if you look at my playlist, you'd think, what's going on here? Like,
Afrobeats, the
there's
gospel,
literally everything.
Pop.
Like, I love my R&B, but I love my pop, I love my mainstream, like hip hop.
Yeah.
I also love gospel. Like, I love everything, I genuinely love everything. So, I'm open to it. And I think when I heard this song straight away, I was expecting Cardi to be on it. Obviously, I know she's not, but this sounded like a song that Cardi would be on it. And I think if she was on it, I think there's just something missing.
Yeah, I get
in
what you're saying.
I feel like, just needed.
I get what you're saying.
A little something.
When I heard the song, it reminded me of P Valley. I could see what strippers, stripper poles, Nia shaking. Literally. Yash. But you know what? Yeah, I really love Glorilla, especially. I feel like she's really on the rise right now, getting the product she deserves. Lato too. I really like Lato as well. But I don't know who Gangsta Boo is. I need to do my research on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure but who she is.
I like the energy of it. I like this kind of like Nyash shaking energy type music.
Just want to shake it. I love it. Ass.
But I, now that you say that, I can't hear Cardi on this.
Yeah.
Like, and people don't admit it, but Cardi does have a sound. People don't admit that. Like when I hear some people's music, I'm like, oh, this is very Cardi. This is, it's giving me press. It's giving me certain songs. So, yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. Now that you say that. That's true. I'm actually very intrigued to hear her sophomore albums coming out in a few months. So that next year we're going to get a new album. So let's see how that goes with Cardi. But as for Lato and Glorilla and Gangsta Boo, it's cute. It's a cute song, but would it stick? Again, my thing about releases nowadays is that, are these songs going to stick? Are they going to do well? Like, let's remember, she's had a very big, successful year with Big Energy, you know, so are they going to follow with that same kind of energy of success, whatever, but
let's see. I feel like they'll do a little something. Like you said, it's songs that you want to dance to.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. Like, although I would dance it if I was out,
yeah.
I wouldn't play it at home to dance to and shake my bum. Do you get it? So,
yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
No, I get you. But that is all for the latest releases. Time for the trending topic, shout, and we'll just add this one to the topic.
Okay.
Because the adultery in Good Morning America is insane.
Scandalous.
So scandalous. What? Oh, the scandalous. Amy Roebuck and TJ Holmes have been up to no good. Two presenters of Good Morning America that are both married have been getting it jiggy in the office during and outside of work hours. Literally, what were your thoughts on this scandalous news?
I thought it was fantastic. I'm not gonna no. Let me tell you,
you're so naive.
I love this scandal. Kind of scandal.
I feel like it's been a hot minute since it's something like this.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, you see scandals, you see, oh, this person's done this, or, but a scandal like this, this is giving back in the day. This is,
giving people.
This was juicy. This was giving, you know, when paps used to go and dig through people's bins and all of that
shit. But the research went into this year. I can imagine the paps, like they were taking pictures on the low. But I thought they wanted to be caught.
But I think it was, and don't quote me on this, but from what I read and what I understood, it was his wife who had hired the private investigator.
You know what, she's smart. Because honestly, something is getting fishy in here, honey. Hey. Oh my God. So apparently they've separated. But it doesn't help that he's also cheated before with another employee. At his workplace, he was also married. Does he have a fetish for married women in the workplace?
No, because one thing about corporates and these workplaces, they're going to cheat in the workplace. They're going to cheat in the office. No, they are going to do it.
It's true.
It's okay. They're going to do it.
But if, how do you get there? Like, aren't you afraid of losing your job? But apparently there's no punishment for them. They won't lose your job. They won't be like going through any like disciplinary, which is very interesting.
Do you think that they should?
Definitely should. They're grown, consenting adults. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with cheating. I do not support cheating, but to the point where it impacts their job, I don't think it should impact their job.
No, I agree. I completely agree. I don't think it should.
I'm still shocked. Cause when I woke up, I was like, wait, are we back in 2010? Are we back in the time when we were getting the magazines from the corner shop?
The story unfolded. It just got juicier.
Crazy. It is so crazy. But honestly, I do love me some scandalous tea, so... Shout out to them for that. All the rest of your endeavours. And I feel like, I don't think he's going to stop being like this, by the way. Because I think people like that, women like that especially, they feel like, because I'm with him now, he's going to stop doing that. I think he's going to cheat again. He'll definitely cheat again. Especially going to be in a relationship.
From time he wrote that anniversary caption. No, that was...
No, it's the audacity for me. Audacity.
Audacious.
Men will have nothing, but they will always have audacity.
No, exactly.
But don't men show the cheating as well. So let me also... flood woman as well, but
I didn't see her do up caption on, you know what I mean?
You know what, she is a little bit of decorum.
Yeah, exactly. She has a little bit of shame. Just a crumb.
No, he was so, I feel like he was willing and ready to cheat. No, I've never been cheated on, to my knowledge, but I don't know how I'd react to that. I don't know how I'd react to being cheated on.
I haven't, to my knowledge, I haven't been cheated on.
So I always say to my knowledge, just to make sure that no one describes. Oh, you know, it's 2016. Yeah,
2003.
No. I don't like shame. I don't like embarrassment.
Please.
You know, so... Oh, God, but that is the tea on that. Next up, are you a Spotify or Apple Music user?
Both.
Oh, same. You know what? I actually got... Spotify, I pay for that one, and then the Apple Music comes with my EE monthly, whatever. So Did you get your Spotify Wrapped, if TLs, whatever?
I did.
Do you want to go through your top five for Spotify Wrapped?
My top five.
And also, Apple really tried. I love Apple, but y'all tried it with a replay. It was not given. I'm so sorry.
They have never been able to live
up. You give it the Dolby Atmos. Stick with the Dolby Atmos and let us have Spotify Wrapped.
Please,
okay?
Please.
Because they really tried it and I was like,
My top five. Mm-hmm. One, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Flo, which I was
Flo,
like
Flo,
I banged them, but I didn't expect them to be second.
Team.
Yeah, because like my top five is accurate apart mm-hmm. from one, because that's Milan. but I thought there would be other artists as well. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so my number one is Beyonce, two is Flo, three is Manila, four
come
is
on
Bella, and five ooh is Burna Boy. Milan is Burna Boy because all she wants. Alexa, play Last. Alexa, play Last.
Last.
That's all she knows.
Stefano will be pissed.
That's all. Listen,
fuming. So let me work from five going to one. So at fifth place, Ella May.
Ooh.
Which I get because Heart on My Sleeve. Sorry. Heart on My Sleeve was really good. So I get why she's there. Number four, Summer Walker. Still over it again. Another banger.
Quality.
Yeah. Number three, Kehlani. Number two, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. That's only right.
Yeah. And number one, Bella.
No, one thing about you support your friends in ways that is just so beautiful. No, like I genuinely love it. Like it's just you do it in everything in every way that you can. And I think it's so beautiful. Like I think it's so special to just have a good friend, a really good friend that will support you.
She's gonna suck quiet. She watched this. She's gonna suck quiet.
That is you. Nah, and I think you. I absolutely love it. It's beautiful.
You. She deserves it, man. And you know what? I thought it would be a battle between her and Beyonce. I knew for certain that it's gonna be a battle because Renaissance 2 also had me on here whilst Alice had me here at the same time.
Listen,
double chocolate gold. What are your favorite songs on Renaissance actually?
Album. Cuff it, church
I've
girl.
Been like falling in love.
And do you know what it's the church girl into what was it? Energy and the Break My Soul, or is it the other way around?
Isn't church girl?
No, I mean Cuff It. Sorry, I'm not church girl. I meant Cuff It into Energy, Break My Soul, and then it's
church girl. Yeah.
Absolute quality. I've never wanted to shake ass as much as I have to. Then
she said, "We're
going to
dance like David dance." That's what Beyonce said. Yeah,
David, right. Like
no,
the transitions in that album. Like honestly, I think if you look at even if you don't listen to Beyonce, if you don't like care for her music. Yeah. If you love music and you love kind of the art that goes into it, the transitions on that, I was begging my partner to just, I know you don't care for your I know you don't listen, but you need to understand this is the best transitional album to ever exist.
Listen.
Ever.
I agree. I feel like, you know what, when I said in the last episode as well, when Renaissance came out, I was like, where am I going to place this on my rankings? Like, it's not number one. I can't lie to you. I feel like it's actually gone past my favorite album, which was Self-Titled. Self-Titled had me also by the neck. Mm-hmm. B-Day as well. But I feel like there's something about this album. Like, the replay value is insane.
Crazy.
What? Beyonce. Not Beyonce, Beyonce.
B, girl.
E.
It was like that.
But I love that so much. Mm-hmm. What were your top five songs?
Top five, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you do your top five because my top five.
I think the number five is from last year. I feel like I played it that much that it's actually followed me to this year. Is Need to Know, Doja Cat. That is my song. I love me some Need to Know. Number four, Normani's Fair, which I was very surprised by to see that it was there. I think because it's a short song, I played it a lot as well. But it's very unfair how Normani gave us that song. And vanished again.
No, she keeps doing that though.
I'm fed up.
She gives us a little something.
RCA, let the girl go. RCA, it don't do. Let Normani go. Because
Please. That
babe has got talent that you are hiding now. It's a piss take. Give her to Parkwood and let her rest. Thank you. Number three, Don't Fuck Me Up, Ella May. Oh, I love this song so much. Number two, surprise. I'm fucking number one.
My bad.
Don't worry, my dear.
Love the album.
Number two surprised me because I thought it was number one in the moment. That's my song.
Hey, that is.
Yeah. I can't help it.
Caught up in the moment. Caught up in the. Yeah.
What? No, I really thought that's my number one, but number one was Prototype. It was Prototype.
That's a banger. The Prototype. I can't find my top five, but I saw it and it was, it consisted of gospel.
Is it?
That's all, like.
He's a church girl for real. He's a church girl for true.
For real. It was literally just gospel. Because no, I love been it. In my gospel bag. And that's why I was kind of shocked with my top. But I guess it makes sense because it's different gospel artists I'm listening to. But it was all gospel.
I mean, genre wise, definitely put gospel first in your genre, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You
know, my top genres, though, pop, of course. It's a pop culture podcast. Mm. So, pop at number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, Nigerian pop.
Ooh.
Number three, alternative R&B. Number four, rap. I don't think I've really seen rap in my top five before in genre wise, but
oh, really?
I love that. I love that for me. Come on, MC Manny. And number five, dance pop. I love me some pop, clearly. Mm-hmm. But I love that. I love that. But yeah, I also want to say thank you to the Spotify listeners. I also got the Wrapped for Spotify podcast. And yeah, thank you for the support. I know that I've not been consistent. We'll chat in the next episode because I know we've got a lovely guest here. But all in all, thank you for the support. Keep on supporting, using the hashtag, sharing, all that good stuff. Thank you.
But
we'll talk about that more next week because, child, this year has been a test. But that is our results for our Spotify Wrapped. Next up, we have got Saweetie. Like, she has been a hot topic over the last few weeks for her sound, her sales. What should we even start with? Look, let's start with the artistry overall. What are your thoughts on Saweetie's artistry?
It's very specific for a specific kind of listener.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to dance. You want to shake it. You just that's your, you know, pretty girl kind of bad bitch.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, you can't talk to me kind of. That's the kind of music it is. I like it to a degree. I don't necessarily listen to her. There's a few I have listened to, but it's that bad bitch, pretty bitch, shake my ass kind of music. Mm-hmm.
So for me, she dropped her EP, The Single Life. I couldn't finish the project.
I'm glad you said that.
I couldn't finish it because I was like,
what's going on?
You know, I rocked this babe from High Maintenance. That's her first EP, I believe.
Mm.
I don't know where we're going with the sound. I feel like it's becoming very redundant. You know, and I feel like I like the, like you said, the pretty girl vibe that she's going for. But I think it's the execution that matters the most. I feel like the execution is just, it's not giving. I feel like when you're taking breaks as well, if you're taking breaks, we need to actually see development. And I don't think we're really seeing. I feel like she's trying to, I always give her the fact that she's a tryer. Sweetie's a tryer, but I don't, that's not even to be shady. Sweetie's a tryer. But oh, it just makes me sad. That's my birthday twin as well. Like, I love the girl. Like, I feel like she's a sweetheart, but I don't think sweetheart's gonna equate to sales.
Yeah, the music has to slap. Growth, I would say, or like artist development to a degree in her sounds. Because you got, you know, the initial songs that she released, and now you listen to the sound now, and it's just, I want to see growth.
Yeah,
I want to see a change. I want to hear something else from you. I don't want to hear the same thing again and again. Like, it's just boring. It's over it. Like,
I feel like she's very reliant on samples. And I feel like, she's just, her pen game as well. Everything needs to be developed a little bit more. I think the focus more, I think, from development was more like performance and like breath control. Which I think she's tried. And I think she's worked on a bit. But I think she just needs to work on like her pen game.
Yeah.
I think get some co-writers as well. I don't think you need to write everything yourself.
There's nothing wrong.
Like, I have nothing against it.
Listen, nothing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with taking out a year to really work on your craft.
Like deeply.
Exactly. Yeah. Really focus and then come back with a bad EP, a bad album.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That we can listen to and be like,
I agree.
This is what she brought out.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what she needs to do.
Honestly, I love the babe, as I said, but God. And I also feel like even this EP, it was released as a surprise drop and people have to stop trying to be Beyonce. You are not Beyonce, okay?
There's only a handful of people that can just drop something and it's going to be taken.
That's why it's so 2K. People are like, oh, it's an EP, we shouldn't care about that. But at the same time as well, she is signed under a major label. I think it's Warner Records, I think. Like, what is going on? How do you allow an EP? I feel like there should be even growth in that as well, especially as you become signed, as you have the backing.
Yeah,
people that don't have backing, that's something more than that. Like, you know what? She's even a marketing babe. So I'm very surprised even on her part. Like, even how she just posted a few pictures and went,
Yeah, there was no marketing. Like, yeah. I only heard about it because I saw people tweeting about it on Twitter, but there was no
and there was nothing. A whole discourse about it. I feel like some of the guys were a little bit harsh. Like, if you know, we're harsh. Some guys were saying some harsh shit. Like,
Twitter will really be
like, talking. What are your mates selling? But you're talking about her one, that makes sense. But it's just weird. It's just, I don't know. I do wish her the best. I like her. I do like her so much. But speaking of artist development and talent, you know, Audrey O'Day from Dennis Kane. Oh, that group. I love that group so much. They did so much. She did an interview. I don't know who she did an interview with. So apologies to the man. Sorry to that man. But she spoke about the lack of talent in mainstream music currently and what's going around, what's going viral. She also mentions Addison Rae, who's known for dancing horribly. And Bad Barbie, who wants to be black so bad. You know, it's so horrible. Like, honestly, it's too much. She spoke about the lack of talent and also the lack of it being pushed by people at the top. So she mentions that how Diddy and Matthew Knowles pushed their artists. No, Beyonce, Destiny's Child on the treadmill, you know. They were while singing in their heels, honey. I feel like, I agree with what she was saying. So what were your thoughts on that was the whole conversation?
So I agree and I disagree.
Let's get into it.
I agree because she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You can do absolute foolishness and be signed and start putting out music and you don't really have necessarily real talent as an artist. And you just be pushed, you got marketing, money behind you and huge success. Great, fantastic. And there's no real substance.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, when we're not in that time anymore, so much has changed from social media to, you know, us being on our phones and the things we have access to now that wasn't there before. Yeah. So I think there's an element of that to it because we're not in the same time. Yeah. We don't have the same struggles. We don't have this. We have different resources. Mm-hmm. And so because of the things we have access to now, and like I said, social media plays a big part in that. You go viral on Twitter or TikTok or wherever it is and you've blown your happy days.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's that aspect to it as well. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with what she's saying, but there's more nuance.
This is what you're saying. I feel like for me, like you said, I think there's always been an era where home music has gone viral or artists have gone viral. Like, no disrespect, but Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style was, you know, and that was how many years ago? Decades ago at this point, you know, so I feel like that's always been an issue. But maybe now, what I can agree with her is the fact that the main artists of today are not giving us what the Beyonce is, the Sierra. Like, when I go back to a particular time in music, I think even though there was the mediocre, the shit ones, whatever, there was also a lot of talent on those award shows. That's why I feel like award shows now have really changed.
People can get away with a lot more shit now. And everyone's just going to be like, okay, go on about their day.
I think it was the AMAs that, the whole one, the way cancelled, Chris Brown performed, whatever. I feel like that show overall, the performance was very bad. You know, like, it's crazy when Gorilla and Cardi have the best performance of the night. And I love Cardi's performer. I feel like she's a great performer, but there should be more, like, pop stars that are doing amazing.
Yeah.
R&B stars given the platform. I think where I can agree with her, maybe her frustration, is the fact that the actual times we're getting the platform that these Bad Barbies and I feel like, for example, like RCA. It's not disrespect. I love your RCA. You know, you want to work one day, you can work with me. But my issue with RCA is the fact that they put their talented artists on the shelf. Like, it's just weird because they've got, like, all the black artists as well. They've got, like, the Normanis, all that kind of stuff. They're like bread. There's nothing, they're doing nothing with them. Whilst the mediocre ones, they sign the mediocre ones, release their stuff, push them, and then they're gone next year. There's nothing there. There's no longevity. I feel like we're losing artists that have longevity.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
That's exactly it. The substance. People just, you can get away now with doing a lot less and putting in a lot less and doing a lot less hard work because you know the output is still going to be,
it's
ridiculous.
What I mean? So it's
ridiculous. That part, 100%.
But you know what? I do love me some Audrey O'Day. Some might say she's been a hater. I feel like she's even self aware. Some might say Audrey's been a hater. But I think there is some truth to what she is saying.
Definitely.
Do you watch Potomac Housewives? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Listen, that show you need to get into because it is too juicy.
If I get caught up in all this stuff, no, honestly, I genuinely cannot because I'm a messy babe. I will be up, left,
I'm
right,
crying.
And center. It's just too much.
I'm crying. Honestly, it is crazy. But that show, there's a lot of drama going on.
Oh,
I don't know if you even saw it. Maybe it's gone around viral or whatever, but Wendy had a drink phone on her by Mia.
See, I've heard all of these names. I get all my stuff from Twitter.
I can't lie. If I was you, I would catch up because I saw the mid-season trailer. It just gets even worse.
Oh, really?
Even the drink phone is bad. There's just a lot of cheating accusations, you know. But I don't know if that's off the top of my head. I feel like, do you watch any other reality TV shows? Mm-hmm. Do you watch any other shows?
No, actually.
Hey!
No, yeah, I don't.
So what do you watch?
But I watch, oh my gosh, right now, I'm like really late.
Go on.
I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
So what's that show about?
Oh, I want to be a surgeon. So, you see how you have like your casualties, your like, even EastEnders to some degree, where it's, you got continuous storylines,
but then there's
different things happen. It's like that, and it just follows the journey of interns who want to be surgeons, and it shows their life, and then it goes in the journey. And I honestly highly recommend. I feel like if I had seen this when it had come out,
of course,
I might be a surgeon.
I'm that person as well, you know. Because I see things, and I'm like, oh, I'll give it another chance or whatever. And then years later, I'm like, oh, it was that good.
No, literally, like I just
that's her thing.
Because they're still releasing seasons to this day.
How many seasons are there?
It started in 2005.
Good night. Good. I don't have the time.
I do.
So is it weekly, daily?
It is. I assume it was weekly, but I am not up to date. So I literally started watching it maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'm on season 5. Like, one thing about me, when I find a show and I like
it, I'm going to binge it.
I'm going to binge it. I'm going to watch it every opportunity. Yeah. I was watching it when I was sat in Costa. I was propped up.
This is what I'm making my solid dates here. I'm going to have my phone up like this, watch all my favorite shows. Right, honestly.
Exactly that.
I love that.
So, Grey's Anatomy is what I'm watching right now, but I watch a lot of like just stuff on like Netflix and stuff. I don't really watch much reality TV. I'm more of a true crime.
True crime.
I do love a true crime.
What's your favorite like cases that you've watched?
I can't even think of the top of my head, but I usually watch true crime on YouTube.
Oh, who do you watch? I feel like in my notes, do you like makeup?
There's I don't even know what the channel is, but there's two different ones that me and Jaden, my partner, we watch. And I just love true crime. I love listening to it, hearing about it. Like, it's spooky as shit.
And I listen to it in the nighttime, which is I don't know why I do that. But
you play with fire.
Because I think recently I was watching it, I was like, my heart started racing. I said, oh, I just thought I was because I've been lighthearted. But I think there's one babe called Eleanor, I think, on YouTube.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Two Girls One Dot. That name is, it can be scary. When you hear Two Girls One, you get scared.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah. But it's Two Girls One Dot. I was on your podcast. We spoke about one case. I think a girl in the picture. That case is scary.
Really?
So it's weird because it's a timeline of events that when I go about it, they go from the end of the result to the beginning. And essentially, one man kidnapped the girl when she was 4. Oh, God. And when she grew up, he went from being his fake daughter to his wife. And then he ended up killing her. It's just long. Oh, but I would say, go and watch a documentary, A Girl in the Picture. It's so chaotic. But the girl was so young, perhaps when she was 20, I believe, 21. Gosh. Yeah, so I recommend the documentary, A Girl in the Picture. But yeah.
That even reminds me of, it was on Netflix. It was like the Neighbor Next Door or something like that. Did you see?
I watched that.
There was some scare. There was one where the woman was like helping people and she was like inviting them to like live with her and like rehousing them and going through the process.
Oh my God,
There was like loads of dead bodies in the garden. Then there was the one where the guy ended up killing like his brother or something. Like, it was
God, we've watched all the cases.
Why? You, it I love is that crazy. Shit.
Oh yeah, I don't know how I even got into that, but I do like it. But that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you for coming.
No, you beauty. Thank you for having me.
Oh, how did you find the episodes?
I absolutely loved it. I love being here, genuinely.
I love that. I'm happy to hear that. Where can they find you for the last time?
Twitter, Instagram, I am Shanice for myself and Become Orbit for,
come on,
you know, if you want to connect.
Hey, it's been your boy Manny. Use the hashtag TCM show. Do subscribe on YouTube. Like, comment as well on YouTube. Podcast wise, follow the podcast, share the episodes,
subscribe. There's so much to do,
but just support, keep on supporting.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, that too. Word of mouth is important as well. So tell a friend, tell a friend as well. Don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye.
Bye.